With the housing market plugging along for the last couple of years, the mindset has been that buyers mostly have the upper hand. But are things starting to change? Joining us now, Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster. We're wondering about this spring market, and you think that things are turning for the better of the housing market, housing prices. And you say you recently saw something that you just have not seen in quite some time.
Yeah, so we have seen recently that we're getting more and more multiple offers, but we have not been seeing until recently is that prices are actually in these multiple offers going above asking. And we've seen several cases of that very recently, which is something I have not seen in quite a while.
So one property, a whole bunch of buyers are interested in it, and they submit a lot of bids and end up driving it up like an auction.
Exactly, above the asking price.
But the interesting thing here is that sellers sometimes will drop the price to try to get more buyers enticed. A lot of people wonder if that actually works, and it's a risky move on the part of the seller, but it can pay off.
Absolutely. So in the past, we've talked a lot about buyer confidence, but what I'm talking about and seeing right now is seller confidence. So sellers have been shy in the past to take the risk of pricing aggressively, and some have been pricing higher with the idea that they'll negotiate down. But you see sellers now who've been watching the market, seeing that their neighborhood maybe is very active and things are moving rather quickly, and they have the confidence that if they price slightly below fair market value, the market will drive the price up.
Is that something that you often recommend to clients, or is it a very, very tricky maneuver?
It's very tricky. Really, the seller has to make the decision. What I do is I advise them of all the different things they could do, give them my own opinion, but at the end of the day, they make the final decision. It's never my decision. I just recommend, show them data, and educate.
What advice would you give to buyers who have been waiting to jump in? And now things are getting busy. Now all these properties that everybody wants are getting multiple offers, multiple bidders. What do you tell them after they've been hearing for so long that this is a buyer's market? They can find a bargain if they really want to.
Right. That's a great question. What I tell buyers is they have got to be ready. That means that pre-approval letter has to be done. You can't wait to talk to your lender. Call them, get pre-approved, send them the documentation. If you're going to shop around for rates, do it ahead of time. Make sure you get educated as a buyer as quickly as possible about what is the right price for properties. Best way to do that is to see a lot of properties, because when you do find the one that you want, you've got to be ready. There's no, well, give me 3 days to call a lender and get that. It's got to be done. So you've got to be ready to jump on a minute's notice for the right house.
And from what you've seen, these properties getting the multiple bids, are they in kind of the upper price range, or are they all over the board?
They're all over the board. I'm seeing it more on townhouses and single-family homes in the mid to upper range, but it is all over the board. It's more really dependent on neighborhoods. Certain areas are, you know, the ones that are close to metro and that a lot of people are trying to get into, those are really very active.
And any of those neighborhoods been particularly hot for you lately?
Lately, we talked about Bloomingdale a couple of weeks ago, still very hot. North Arlington is just hot, hot, hot. And that's where I've been seeing a lot of this happen.
Location.
Location, location, location.
There you go. Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster, appreciate it as always.